This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. And yeah, we've teamed up with Stone Temple Pilots and Snoqualmie nice. Casino for a great night of awesome music. And of course, we're raising funds for Mary's Place, which does so much for homeless families that are displaced, and they give them a place to go. This is a special acoustic evening with STP. And as a matter of fact, Stone Temple Pilots kicking off their acoustic North American tour on February 7th at Snoqualmie Casino.
Got a new record comes out that day as well. And in addition to playing songs off of that new record, which is acoustic inspired, it's very acoustic themed for the whole record, but they're going to be playing songs throughout their entire catalog. So you'll be hearing some of your favorite Stone Temple Pilots songs live acoustic that night.
Yeah, and again, like I said, portion of the proceeds from each ticket sold going to Mary's Place. Tickets are on sale right now at snocasino.com. The letter S, letter N, the letter O, snocasino.com. We'll also have a silent auction with items from Stone Temple Pilots and others the night of the show. So many ways that cool things can happen, and you can help out people as well. All the info at KISW.com.
Let's play Beat Mix.
It's time to play the game. Hey! So everybody scream his name. Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Whoa!
Beat Mix, you're a loser.
It is time to beat Mix. It's time to turn down four tacos.
Charge out for one.
Really, it's just countdown to baby.
Turn down for baby.
Yeah,
turn
really.
Down for baby.
Turn down for baby is really what it is.
Baby.
Let me tell you, you know what? When you have a baby, yeah, things do get turned down. You're not turning up anymore. You're just chilling like a mo, trying to get
turn
some sleep.
Down for wine.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, turn down for Bimba.
Yeah, get used to that sound.
Oh, I know, Steve. Oh, my God.
Dude, we were at Costco yesterday, and it was the funniest thing. This lady, I say poor lady because it just seemed like she was having a rough go. She had what either were twins and another slightly older child or triplets, and they were cute. They all had the same little knit cap on, same jacket. One of them started crying. And the other one sitting next to him, so like they're both in like the little carriage thing, right? Of like the food carriage,
yeah,
grocery cart. Duh. And the one's crying, the other one's just chilling. And then finally realizes, like, well, if my brother's gonna cry, I guess I should cry too. And it was the funniest thing because then that one started crying, bloody murder, louder than the other one. Then the other one looks at me like, what the hell are you crying about? So that one stops crying. It was like this vicious circle of crying, all while the other one that wasn't sitting in the cart was just like chilling out, having the time of his life. He's probably like, I'm not annoying like my two brothers.
That's really interesting. I would love the science behind that.
Right.
Like if there's a reason why that happened.
It legit seemed like his twin brother felt for his brother crying. So he's like, you know what? No one's hearing him. So I'm going to cry louder.
I have heard that.
It was weird.
I have heard that if you match what the kid's going through, it may seem stupid as an adult if you do exactly what they're doing, but they feel like they're being gotten.
Yeah, well, the one was like going like, wah, and the other one's like, wah.
Yeah, it's like, you get me, brother.
Well, I hope
you get me.
I hope little Migs is going to be the lower one, the quieter one.
Yeah, just come out already.
Yeah,
come on, little Migs. You know why
she'll be here Friday? Why?
She's got a comfy womb with a view. Hey,
oh,
that's why she woke up.
Let's get to our contestant today. We've got Chris in Tacoma. Chris, are you there?
I'm here.
Excellent. What's he playing for today, Steve?
This is pretty rad. He's playing for tickets to see Def Leppard, Motley Crue, Poison, and also announced a part of the tour, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts.
Wow.
They're all going to be over at the T-Mobile Park. At T-Mobile Park on September 2nd. Go to KISW.com for all the details. If you want tickets, you can get them now. Actually, you get them on Friday. They go on sale.
That's close to now.
Yes.
Actually, it's Friday.
Yes, this Friday, 10 a.m. through LiveNation.com.
All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Chris will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Chris, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Who was the first cartoon character to get his own star on Hollywood Boulevard's Walk of Fame?
Not to say Mickey Mouse.
Yes. Hemoglobin gives blood cells which color?
Red.
Yes. Vin Diesel first played Riddick in which 2000 movie?
The Chronicles of Riddick?
No.
Pass. I know it.
When dealing with technology, what does the HD and HDMI stand for?
High definition.
Yes.
On the other one.
What was that?
Pitch black for the Vin Diesel one.
Yes.
Good job, buddy.
Sport was professional Arnold Palmer most known for?
Golfing.
Yes. Jim Davis was the cartoonist behind which widely syndicated comic strip?
Garfield.
Yes. Who was the only basketball player to score 100 points in a single NBA game?
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
No.
Ooh. Julius Erving.
No.
Ooh, nice try.
Michael Jordan.
No. Oh. Which musician put out the song Starman in 1972?
David Bowie.
Yes. In Watchmen, what color is Dr. Manhattan's skin?
Blue?
Yes. Nice. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Correct.
Look who's liking the Watchmen.
Oh, I'm liking it a lot.
There's
a
Watchmen question out there because he loves the HBO show.
I do love it. And also, it's really easy. I can just think of that question. And I'm pretty sure.
Wait, no. I think Steve's going to get
it. No, he will get it.
Yeah, he knows that one.
Situation.
Yeah, you're right.
That's all right, though.
That'll be fine. He'll have to get to that one.
I think this is a much more competitive Beat Migs, actually.
No, it's not going to be that old pitcher's duel, as it were, earlier.
Steve's going to have to work hard.
Steve, are you ready to work hard?
Ah, yes! Who was the first cartoon character to get his own star on Hollywood Boulevard's Walk of Fame?
Oh, I'm going to have to go Mickey Mouse.
Yes.
Good job.
Hemoglobin gives blood cells which color?
Red.
Yes. Red. Vin Diesel first played Riddick in which 2000 movie?
Oh, damn it. Is it Doom?
No.
The hell is that? Oh, the Chronicles of Riddick.
No.
Nice try. Riddick and the Holograms.
No. When dealing with technology, what does the HD and HDMI stand for?
Huge.
D's.
No.
High definition.
Yes.
Great. What sport was professional Arnold Palmer most known for?
Drinking.
No.
Golf.
Yes. Jim Davis was the cartoonist behind which widely syndicated comic strip?
Is that Calvin and Hobbes?
No.
Oh, crap. Garfield.
Yes.
Yes.
Who was the only basketball player to score 100 points in a single NBA game?
Oh, that would be Robert Swift.
No.
Will Chamberlain.
Yes. Which musician put out the song Starman in 1972?
Bowie.
Yes.
David Bowie.
In Watchmen, what color is Dr. Manhattan's skin?
It's blue.
Yes.
It's like his.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. It's another tie.
Wow.
8-8.
Tie goes to the runner. Chris, you're a winner, my friend.
Good game, Steve.
You too, my friend.
Hang on the line. We'll tell you how to get your prize, Chris. That's I like it. I like it when people win.
Right? He knew the Vin Diesel movie where he first played Riddick. That was Pitch Black.
Isn't that the singing movie?
No, that was Pitch Perfect. I was following along with you. I knew where you were going with that.
Vin Diesel and a singing movie would be a must watch.
That would kind of be amazing.
I think I might give it a shot myself.
Right? And he didn't know Wilt Chamberlain. So
Wilt the Stilts.
Wilt the Stilts.
Wilt the Stilts. That was his nickname? I didn't even realize that.
Wilt apparently also had a lot of ladies.
Over 10,000?
Yeah.
Right? Isn't that what he said?
Yeah.
Which is why Wilt the Stilt might have been
around.
I think that's why he's called Wilt the Stilt because I mean, he was tall, but they're
okay,
also
I was
like,
thinking maybe that would
go. Yeah, like they're like, hey, Wilt's, he's toting around himself a little stilt there.
He bragged about like a ton of sexual conquests, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, there was a lot.
Well, congratulations to him, I guess.
Yeah, well, listen, you know, when you're the best, and he was, you know, huge basketball star, so you got that fame, you got the ladies throwing themselves at you.
And you got a nice long road schedule there.
Yeah, and did not affect his performance, apparently. I mean, 100 points, no one's ever done that.
He says he slept with over 20,000 women.
Woo! Wow.
Yeah. Somebody says, if Wilt started at the age of 15, from then up to the age of 55, when the book was published, where he said he slept with over 20,000 women, he would have had 40 years to sleep with 20,000 women, 500 different women a year. It's easy math. That works out to roughly 1.4 women a day. He might have worked, you know, hooked up with some shorter women.
Yeah.
You know what? In the height of him being a huge basketball star, I could see him pulling that.
Especially if you've got yourselves multiple partners in one particular situation, that definitely drives up the average.
Yeah.
Because 1.4 a day may not be what happened, but he might have had four, who knows? I mean, then if there was, back in his day, there were orgies. So do you count every woman that was there? I don't know.
Someone says, according to close friends, Wilt loved threesomes.
Okay, there you go.
Play 3-on-3 on the court.
Covers the 1.4 there.
To be fair, two average sized women pretty much was about, it would be what, he was that tall.
You could have stacked one on top of another.
It's a different sex act.
There was a lot of him to go around. I'm sure nobody was left out.
Congratulations to Chris, who tied Steve today.
Yeah, if you tie or beat Steve, that's how you get the prize. Simple as that on Beat Migs.
Hey, we were talking about the whole twin thing.
Yes.
Crying twins.
Oh, the crying twins.
Someone says, I have 7-year-old twins, and they still do that to this day. One acts up, the other one gets louder. I'm pretty sure it's an attention thing.
I thought that too. So I think it's one or the other. It's attention or it's the other twin showing that they
compassion.
Get it. Yeah.
Empathetic.
Yeah, and that was recent stuff that was put out in some sort of psychological book about if you address your child in the mood and tone that they are being, that they actually appreciate it better. Rather, like if your child's crying and you go, oh, don't cry. No, come on, let's laugh. They much more appreciate it if you actually say, oh, what's wrong?
So you cry with them.
You cry with them. And
that's going to be awkward at Costco if I start crying with my child.
I know. It looks like the weirdest. I know. But, I mean, I wish I could remember exactly where I saw it, but they say that actually works.
And I just read an article. There's actually a few other people said, too. I have twin grandsons. One will cry. The other one starts crying every single time. Another one, my friend's daughter's 6 months, and my daughter's 3 months. And when one of them cries, the other one will cry with each other. But then I just saw some article that's talking about how to handle crying kids around the Christmas season. Because every kid is asking for this and that and everything for a gift. And I thought it was a pretty funny idea. And it was an article I just read this morning about how this person, whenever she's out shopping and her kid starts begging for a toy and has one of those epic meltdowns because you didn't buy the toy for the kid.
Oh, yeah.
What she does is says, okay, take a picture with the toy and I'll send it to Santa. And maybe he'll get it to you for Christmas.
Yep. Oh.
So it's like a way of being like, hey, shut the F up. But.
Oh,
what
a brilliant strategy.
Until Christmas comes and all those damn pictures that you took, none of them are under the tree.
Yeah, but then you also have a Christmas list.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
I do that with my wife.
So let's be honest.
We're at Nordstrom. She's like, I want these shoes. Take a picture. Maybe Santa will bring it.
No. I'd like to ask a question.
What?
Are you reading all these articles because you have a baby coming or because you work with
me? You know what it is? I just every morning I read like, I go on Cuomo's website, and I don't even bother reading the real news. I just click on Offbeat News.
Offbeat News.
The Offbeat News is my favorite section on Cuomo's website. That's where I get a lot of my Migs Report stuff from.
Oh, dude, you might as well.
I read the other stuff or I skim through some of it and the things that hit me. I'm like, okay, I should read a little bit more about that. But I always make it a point to read the Offbeat News because it puts me in a decent mood in the morning. You know,
dude,
what I mean?
Don't blame you, especially today. I'm not going to get too deep in this. I just want to know. I want our military brothers and sisters. They got some really bad news today. I'm not going to go deep into it, but there was something that was just came out that basically makes it look like the government is treating the military like crap. And if you're in the military, you know the headline I'm talking about. Let's just say Afghanistan. I feel so much for the military because the boots on the ground military that sacrificed their lives to make us safe. This news that came out today. Oh my God, Steve, it broke my heart.
Yeah.
It broke my heart. And it's not something that's political because of the fact, I mean, it is political, but it's not like bipartisan because this has been going on for 18 years over many different presidents and many different political parties. So I wanted to acknowledge that for the military out there. I am so sorry of this news. I hope you know that the average American appreciates what you do in spite of what our so-called representatives
do themselves, which at times seems really heinous. This news today broke my heart, and I'm not even in the military. I don't know how some of those boots on the ground people are feeling right now. It's got to be just devastating. And that's, and we just love you. We appreciate you, and that's what we wanted to say. And just know that people do care. It's a beating today. So I don't blame you, Steve. Reading something else is, I mean, you've got to take your mind off of some of the heinous crap that's out there.
Yeah, you just go to that one page. It's like right off the bat. Man charged with rigging a $10,000 bingo game. I'm like, sold. That's where I learned about the Walmart sweater with the cocaine lines on it.
See, look at you. You're actually getting some good stuff out there.
You get the dumbest stuff.
Yeah.
It you is that sometimes.
Yeah. I'm today, really, I was so happy that you threw a lot of that stuff out there because that was one of the first things I woke up to.
No, I hear you.
It put me in such a bad mood.
What'd you hear about what this was another one that came on there. Chipotle, they apparently, if you call in sick, they'll say, hey, I'll connect you with the nurse to make sure that you're not lying and saying that you have a hangover.
No, Chipotle does that?
Yeah.
What?
One of the chain. Yeah.
That's hysterical.
We have nurses on call. That way you say, hey, I've been sick. You get a call into the nurse. The nurse validates that it's not a hangover. And if you're really sick, then we pay for the day off to get healthy again.
I love this. Arguably, if
we
you
need
have
that
a,
for your son.
Arguably, if you have a hangover, you are sick. Your body is like in bad shape. You That's could argue that you point. Are probably as sick as you could.
I'm sick of all the alcohol I put in my system.
It is time for Listeners on the Loose. This is where you pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. We got your calls, we got your texts at 917 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. Listeners on the Loose brought to you by Hand and Stone Massage and Facial Spa. Yeah. What do you want to talk about? It's your call. But remember, when you call in, Steve has this rule.
And that's to show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, we're going to have to gong them, BJ. And say goodbye.
Goodbye, old friend.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Justin in Burlington, you are on The Rock.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, Justin. What you got for us today, buddy?
So I know little Mixie is going to be here at some point in time, and I wanted to give Steve my experience in the delivery room. We had some fun things that might help it go a little bit easier for you.
Okay. Alcohol.
So first thing, that does help.
So did you do the traditional thing? You were in the hospital, the delivery room, that kind of situation?
Oh, yeah. So we went through for fertility, and we've only had our first kid, our boy, back in, actually on Memorial Day this year, so that was pretty exciting.
Nice.
But one thing, so I was there for 3.5 days because she actually ended up having to be induced. So it was about a 3.5 day process for that.
Wow.
So one thing that really helped us out was I actually brought up my Fire Stick and hooked up to the TV so we didn't have to watch the hotel TV.
And I was thinking about bringing my Chromecast thing.
So cool. Yeah,
so when she's sleeping, I can watch the WWE Network.
Yeah. Jesus. I wish I could make fun of you, but I'd be watching board game videos.
And then the other thing is, so me and my mother-in-law had to share the room, and apparently they don't have cots at the at the hospital. So he actually got to sleep either on the floor or in, like, they actually gave us, like, a wooden rocking chair. So I had to bring a ton of pillows and all of that. And even then, it was back and forth from the couch to the floor. But I mostly gave my mother-in-law the couch.
I'm going to bring an inflatable mattress.
Yeah.
Hey.
Don't you miss the days where the dude didn't even have to be in there?
I don't know what those days were like.
I do.
I was in the parent.
Yeah.
This is my first child.
Well, don't you?
I don't know what to miss.
I should say, don't you wish it was the days where you didn't have to? Because, I mean, to have to sleep on a bunch of pillows, no cot, to be there all day long, rather than at least you get to go home, be in your bed, at least get a decent night's sleep. I don't know. I mean, I feel like...
I couldn't imagine staying at home while my wife is trying to deal with what she's dealing with at the hospital.
Yeah, I feel like I would be much more of a distraction if I was in there flipping out. Here's how I know. I was present for the remodel of my house, and you should never see that process. You should just let them do their work and come in when it's done, instead of living with it, you know?
Like saying, you don't want to see the sausage being made.
Yeah, because I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's happening. And, you know, I mean, when someone looks like they're in pain, I think, Doc, are you sure she's okay, when it's just part of the process? I'm a mess. I'm just the rum. You might be better, but I'm not the guy you want in there. I was the one that was the problem. They had to give me the ice chips. Kathy was fine. I was the lunatic. So
surprised me in the slightest.
No,
actually.
They should have just sent me home.
I'm just going to mimic whatever my wife does. While if she screams, I'm going to scream.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, it's like the twin thing.
Yes. 100%.
That'll help.
So it's like, and I'm like, let's just see how good this doctor is.
Steve, I do want to say, you may never, ever see your wife maybe treat you this badly again in your life. It's possible she will be meaner to you than ever, just because I was shocked at my wife where she was like, I've never seen her this mean to me, just because I thought I was helping. And of course, she's in a ridiculous amount of
scene from The Exorcist.
It was like unbelievable. So I'm wondering if
that could have been
happen.
Like years of just pent up anger at you. Now she finally has the chance to let it out.
I'd prefer to think it was just a baby.
Oh, okay, sure.
I would like to think
it's like
that.
Finally I can get away with saying everything I want to say.
It's very possible, but I would like to believe it was the babies.
I was kind of hoping that the baby would have shown up on Sunday so we could have go and watch the Hawks game while it's going on. I thought that'd be the main thing. But now that the game was awful and they lost, I'm happy we didn't.
Yes.
But I was like, we'll pack the little, because we have a Seahawks onesie, of course, ready to go.
Of course you do.
I'm like, we'll pack that too, and that'll be an awesome shot of the baby. As soon as it comes out, put the onesie on.
Oh, man.
It didn't happen that way.
You know what, Danny? I don't know if it was for you, Danny. You get all those plans. You're all excited. Yep. You do all those things.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, you are all destroyed, and all you want to do is wrap the kid in one of those Trader Joe's grocery bags and just let us go home. Like, you know, because you're so damn destroyed. You're like, you go in and go, we're going to do this and this. It's going to be great. And then afterwards, you're like, I don't care. Send me home naked. I just want to go home and somehow close my eyes.
Well, it's like everyone's like, what's the plan? What are you guys going to be doing? And we really don't have like that set plan. Like, you know, certain people wanted to have their birth happen this certain way. And it's like, and then we've talked to friends that are doctors and people in our life that have been in that world. And their eyes light up when my wife says that, like, you are going into it the absolute right way. You don't understand how many people go in with a set plan and then things just fall apart. And it's like, there's this disappointment. There's this anger. If you don't have a certain plan, then at least you can kind of be willing to go and adapt to whatever the scenario is and whatever gets thrown your way.
Good call.
Plus, it meant like less things we had to worry about.
Yeah, good call. And that's something that I, unfortunately, being Mr. Organizer, that happened to me. Mm-hmm. It did not go the way I thought it was going to go, especially with Sarah's birth. And so it was like, oh, my God. And as it turns out, if I'd have just been flexible, it would have been fine. Yeah, and you know what? I wasn't. And by the way, I still haven't learned that lesson.
Simon Everett said, my wife screamed, this is all your blanking fault when the baby was coming out.
It's not really wrong.
It's true. Yeah. By the way, I was trying to make a plan for Steve's birth just to accommodate my life. And Steve's looking at me going, you realize this is my baby, right? And I go, but I know, but I got things I want to do.
I know, right? You want to go play board games until midnight and not have to wake up for work the next day. I get it.
I got things I want to do. I got plans. If this kid needs to really let me know what her schedule is. 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. It's Listeners on the Loose. Jonathan in Bellevue, you are on the Rock.
Morning, fellas.
Morning, Jonathan. Welcome to the show.
I want to talk about Seattle hockey.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
Are we getting really, a hockey team? What you got, buddy?
What's that?
I said, what you got?
I'm really excited and really impressed. I was on within the first 3 minutes when tickets were being sold and put down my deposit for season tickets. And I thought, oh, I got to be in like the top 500. Mm-hmm. And I was like 1800 on the tickets.
Yeah. Dude, those tickets so went like crazy.
Yeah, it was really cool to see that. But I'm a big hockey fan, but I'm actually a transplant. So I have no local sports team. So I'm excited to kind of get in at the ground floor on hockey. But we've been going through this dark spell, it seems like, with information.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Did you pick your seats out yet? Because I know a lot of people have gotten
to do that.
Oh, you can.
Some people have. Like the ones that got club seats already have gotten to be able to pick them out. And it's pretty cool to be able to check out and hear those stories. But, yeah, so that's probably right around the corner for you then.
Oh, good. Yeah. I've been waiting. I think they got to call him the Kraken and just go for it.
Yes.
Oh, I hope so. I really hope so.
All these names out there.
I don't think it's going to happen. Oh. But what I read, what is it, January or February, we should be getting information about the team name and the team color scheme.
Yes.
I know. That'll be so nice because then you can read an article about Seattle hockey and then, probably for a few months after that, you still got to deal with the arguing. But I'm just kind of done with people arguing over the team name. It's like, just give us a team name, give us a color scheme, and I'll adapt to whatever it is, as long as it's not the Metropolitans.
It is amazing. When I was flying to Philadelphia, and one of the dudes that was actually going to be, that was in the board game convention, but he had a T-Birds jersey on. Mm-hmm. And I'm next to him, and he goes, our conversation started where he was just saying, so excited, going to go see the Flyers play. And I didn't even know he was going to my convention. I just thought he was going to Philly to go see a Flyers game because he's a big hockey fan. But it was funny. I thought, well, you're going to go to that Flyers game, and all the Flyers fans are probably going to look at you if you wear your jersey thinking that is the Seattle team. They go, oh, is that who Seattle's team's going to be?
Yep.
Not realizing that's one of our minor league teams. It's going to be so great to have all of our stuff out there, all of our merch.
I would not be opposed if they did work out a deal with the Thunderbirds where they took ownership of that. I know that would probably piss off people in Everett because of the silver tips and all that good stuff. But
yeah.
I would not be opposed one bit.
It's good history.
Just because I love the logo. It's typically on the top list of hockey logos in like all hockey levels. You know what I mean? Like, obviously not just the NHL. It's a very popular logo and it looks cool. But I get that they're probably not going to go down that road. And I don't care. It's like, I just, at this point, give me a team name.
That would actually be the biggest bait and switch ever because that hasn't even been talked about. Mm-hmm. If in fact, like, what if they've been throwing up all these websites and all these names and all this stuff, and we just figured it was going to be from that list they've shown us,
and they just pull a swerve on us?
They pull a swerve because I mean, the Sounders, they did that, took the history of the Sounders,
and then they could go back to the Breakers, and everyone will be happy.
Yeah, there you go.
Probably not.
Yeah, I think the cool thing that Seattle fans get to experience that Chicago, Boston, New York don't know what it's like, those older cities, is ground floor. Like he said, you're the ground floor of a brand new franchise. I was in Jacksonville when they got the Jaguars, and it was the year they got them. It was cool. Like, the city was so pumped to really feel like we finally got this football team. And I had never, you know, I grew up in Boston, so, you know, those teams were around for years before I was born. Mm-hmm. That's really cool to experience that. Of course, you know, Mariners fans, older Mariner fans, older Seahawks fans know what it's like. But if you are a millennial or a young Gen Xer, those teams have been there since you know.
Sounders are, I mean, granted, the Sounders have been around forever, but as an MLS team, we got to witness them become a franchise, and it made it extra rewarding when they won the championship. You're like, wow, I remember day one.
Yeah.
It's cool to be able to say that. I remember game one of a brand new franchise.
That is, to me, that's a special thing that some of those old cities, they just won't know because, you know, they've been around forever. They'll never know.
Someone says it's Sunday, January 26th. That's the day that the NHL announces the Seattle team name.
Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of the Jaguars, we got a couple of people that texted about this because of the mic'd up audio of Philip Rivers. I don't know if you caught the Jaguars-Chargers game. Jaguars lost bad. I think it was like 45 something. But Philip Rivers threw a 90-yard touchdown pass, and he was mic'd up, or somebody was mic'd up near him. It might have been the player on the Jaguars, and just lost his mind, and it pissed off the Jaguars player, and they kind of got into a little bit of a spat.
Oh, I did see the video of the spat, but I didn't realize that's what it was about.
No, we have Rev has the audio. You should hear it.
That's awesome.
Hey, Sam, too. You see, I ain't talking, right? Stay humble, bro.
You know he's right.
Stay humble, cuz.
I can be excited.
Yeah, but don't do that by my ear. Don't do it by my ear.
I will do it by my ear.
Hey,
that's what I do.
One, Sam.
That's what I do.
I'll holler at you after the game. 17, just keep talking.
And that was a number 91. It's Yannick Gakui. I don't know how to pronounce his last name.
That's why they use the numbers. Yeah. You say 70. What's his number? Just say 91.
91. Yeah. 91. But the dude helped Philip Rivers up, and Philip's yelling in his ear about this. Yeah, I can understand why. He's like, dude, chill it out a little bit in my ear.
Well, yeah, 91 I think was reasonable.
You could hear him say, stay humble, dude, stay humble. Stay and humble. Philip's like, no!
Yeah.
Do you understand how bad our team is? Yeah. I did something good.
Yeah, Philip Rivers, man, he's got to celebrate because sometimes he just doesn't, you know, like, he's supposed to be this great, great guy, and it's just never completely worked out for Philip Rivers. You know, he was supposed to be like in the elite categories, like the Tom Brady's of the world, like the Peyton Manning's. It just hasn't worked that way for Philip Rivers. So you can see he was like, let me celebrate this for crying out loud. I was supposed to be somebody.
Hey, while we're talking sports, I got to ask a quick question to our good friend over across the table, and that's Danny V.
Danny V is our sports expert.
Well, I didn't say he's a sports expert, but he was in the world of sports yesterday because I saw he got a picture with one of our Seattle Seahawks favorites, the poet laureate himself, Tyler Lockett.
Well, I saw that. How did you get a picture with Tyler Lockett?
And with Blitz.
It was so awesome.
I mean, that's like a unicorn.
Yeah.
Right
that's
there.
Incredible. I'm Blitz and Tyler?
At the same time.
Well, it's crazy. About 2 weeks ago, I got an email from the Seahawks, and it was like, Tyler Lockett releasing new hat and headwear with New Era, and if you want the tickets to this special thing, you can sign up here. And I was like, oh, okay. So I just like signed up. Sure enough, I got two tickets, sold out in like 5 seconds. There's only probably about 20 people at this thing. He actually came and spoke and read some of his poetry, and then he took pictures with everyone who wanted to take pictures with him.
Dude, that's sick.
It was so awesome.
How's his hat look?
Oh, it's pretty, I'm wearing the beanie right
Let
now.
Me see.
So
that's a cool beanie.
Wow, that and it's actually, got the
so oh, that Lockett 16 on the back of it.
Yeah, it's
super so this is legitimate. Yeah,
that's a picture of it too.
That looks sweet.
It was super cool.
They had snapbacks.
They did have snapbacks.
Oh, boy. Yeah, oh, Steve. I'm already about to pull the trigger on a Seahawks snapback. They have one in gothic letters.
Oh,
it looks very metal.
Oh, so cool.
Ooh.
Oh, I kind of want it.
Oh boy. Yeah, it was really
Facebook targeted ads. You know what I want.
And I'm completely clueless about Tyler Lockett and poetry. I didn't know he did that. I'm clueless.
Oh, dude, he's big into that.
Really?
Like, he'll do poetry readings. He has a book that he just put out, I believe, of poems.
Wow.
That's where the story came out about him being a virgin, is that he has a poem about being a virgin.
Oh, that's where we got that info?
Yeah.
Did I know about this and forgot?
Yes.
I'm so stupid.
I'm
tired of my 60-year-old brain just going, you know what? You've done. You're not going to remember stuff.
My favorite part was the part where they were interviewing him and they were asking him about the team's touchdown celebrations because he's always like part of those, right? And the guy was like, so I have to ask you guys, are you guys ever going to let Russell Wilson in on this? He's like, dude, who do you think coaches us on those? And I was like, of course Russell Wilson
is the one
standing back and like choreographing the whole thing.
He's the Paul Abdul of the Seahawks receiver team.
Yeah, apparently.
Well, you think he would look better than when he tried to do it. You know, if he's the coach, how is he not looking better when he does it himself?
Those you can't teach.
Ah, that's right, yeah. You know what? I'd rather have him be a great quarterback and not a great dancer. That works for me.
Check out the sweet gothic letter Seahawks snapback. It's available for Christmas for Steve, if you guys want.
All right.
You don't need that, Steve.
I know I don't need it.
You need it, Steve.
How sick is that? You have a baby coming, Steve. You've got to say no to
these
things.
Yeah, my baby needs to see me with a warm head.
Oh, yeah.
True. Yep.
Yeah, and she knows. Your baby knows. Papa, you have no caps. It's not like you have 100 of these already, Papa. Here's another one to keep your head warm.
My garage is just stacked snapbacks that kind of fit or don't fit all that well, so I don't use them. And this will probably just join that.
Yeah, it will. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show.
It's on sale, though. I can save $8.25 with the NFL code NFL Santa.
Papa?
It's just $24.74.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. More of your calls, more of your texts at 933 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Someone texted in. You guys were talking about hockey, and I saw it on Danny's social media. What did he think about the Pink Whitney? That's right. I saw that. I wanted to talk to you about
that. What the hell is Pink Whitney?
It's alcohol that the backstory is one of the coolest things. So there's the podcast I've talked about before called Spittin' Chiclets, right?
Oh, yeah.
And I remember when this first started on Spittin' Chiclets. They just had a new sponsor, New Amsterdam Vodka, and they were like going crazy about it. So they're all like having a good, and Ryan Whitney's a member of the cast, Paul Bissonnette and a few other guys as well. And so he says that he loves that vodka, but he loves mixing it, and you have to mix it with Newman's Own Pink Lemonade.
Oh.
And so it'd be their vodka with that lemonade. He says it's the greatest thing ever. Well, that hockey podcast, Spittin' Chiclets, is like most hockey guys that are girls too obsess over it. We love the podcast. You know, you listen to it, and because it's not just about the game and the sport, it's about just the lifestyle, and those guys are funny as all hell, right? So after that, myself included, oh, it was so bad. When we went to Portland, we all brought New Amsterdam vodka and a jug of Newman's Own Pink Lemonade, not knowing that the other person brought it as well, because we just thought it'd be really funny. Like, hey, let's have Pink Whitney's and we'll send it to those guys. And so then New Amsterdam Vodka realized, this is crazy. Why don't we make a pink lemonade flavored vodka?
Ooh, so, good call.
I mean, it's not a mixture of the two. It's just like it has a flavor. And so I haven't tried it yet. I've only done the old school way. I haven't done the new school way of just getting the bottle. But Danny, I saw while he was in Denver for his birthday, was there with a bottle of the Pink Whitney.
And that's what they call it, the Pink Whitney?
They call it the Pink Whitney, and it's blowing up. Like, the sales for it are ridiculous, and which is so funny. It started as an inside joke on a podcast, and it's now become probably the thing that's put New Amsterdam Vodka on the map.
So he's basically become Arnold Palmer. He's got a drink named after him because that's what Arnold did with the lemonade and iced tea.
Yeah, the Pink Whitney. The Pink Whitney.
Good for him.
So first off, it is dangerous.
Oh my gosh.
It is so good that we drank the entire bottle in probably about 30 minutes.
That is.
Yeah, I hear if you put it on ice, it's trouble. You can just drink it straight.
Oh, yeah, straight.
That's scary.
It'd probably do well with some like club soda too to kind of like break it up. Mm-hmm. But you could drink it straight, and like it was so cool.
Wow.
My best friend from middle school is the hugest Avs fan in Colorado, and he was like, we have to go find this vodka because it sold out in literally 2 hours when mm-hmm. he first went to go get it. So this time we were talking to the guy at the bar who I guess is a broadcast of the Avs. He was like, oh yeah, I ordered 70 cases this time. We're not running out. And I was like, I bet you're going to run out. And sure enough, Chris bought like 3 bottles. And yeah, we got trashed. But it was so delicious.
Is it at least cut a little bit as opposed to just having a bottle of vodka?
Yes.
Okay, so that makes me feel a little better.
Yeah.
Because imagine if you're drinking something that's so smooth, but it's still vodka only. You'd be like, my God, I'm going to be dead. Because that's a lot of alcohol.
It's insane how these things are. I mean, it's off the shelves at a lot of places. Yeah. I mean, all like the big business magazines have written articles about just this.
Yeah.
How do you capture this kind of lightning in a bottle? I mean,
as it were,
pun intended. Yeah. It's nuts. Like, this has turned into something on a whole nother level for this podcast when it was just a joke.
Well, and people, you know, this is why audio entertainment will always be relevant. People always ask me, hey, what are you going to do? I go, dude, people love audio entertainment. That's what podcasting proves, that people love audio entertainment, which, of course, we have been doing a broadcast, but that's what a broadcast is, where the podcast, you can get it on demand. But it's when you have something good, mm-hmm. you can, moments like this, prove how good that show is. Look what's become of it, because those guys do, at the end of the day, like you said, they do a really good show.
And I mean, I think it was just like, you know, when you always hear that annoying buzzword of things being organic, but this is truly the ultimate, you couldn't plan this.
It isn't Newman's Own, that they like to have the organic material. So it's
I don't even know if that's involved with the pink flavor in it. It's like, it's funny how they just kind of bypassed Paul Newman and all that stuff. Sorry, that was cool. It was fun while it lasted, but now we've got our own thing. We don't need you.
Yeah. Good call.
Someone says it's really good with Sprite.
Oh, yeah. I would just say I drink that every day of the week.
I need to get a bottle.
So then you get the pink lemonade lime because the lemonade dive is Sprite. That seems like a good combo. There you go.
It's the perfect balance of sweetness, natural lemon zest, and clean, refreshing taste.
I would be willing. So, Danny, did you bring any home for us?
I did not. We drank it all.
It's in the stomach. Okay. They're available at stores, BJ. We could get them.
But it's not nicer when somebody gives you something. I'm just saying, you know, it's the giving season. Steve.
Yeah, Total Wine and More's website's only $10.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Good for them.
Oh, I got to do this.
I wonder if there's if it's Total Wine and More, maybe they got it at our local Total Wine and More places.
Yep, in stock at Northgate, Bellevue, Tukwila.
All right, there we go.
In stock. It's in stock everywhere now.
Ooh.
Limited quality in Puyallup. Ah, boy.
Oh, the Bellevue Total Wine is right near the Mogul Palace Indian Restaurant. Gives me a good reason to go there.
I might have to swing by that. Might be my celebratory drink once this baby pops out.
Yes.
You're going to need to
take pictures with her holding the bottle, right? That's
that's the bottle she's getting fed from. Here you go. I'm a good father.
It is pink.
I got the Pink Whitney to get my kids
right,
started.
See? Girls love pink.
Yeah.
And 20 years later in therapy, can't seem to kick this drinking habit. Don't know where it started. Don't understand. I don't. My parents love me and everything. Don't get it. It's listeners on the loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
So we talked earlier about how this woman got her kid to stop crying for a Christmas gift by just taking a picture with that toy or whatever object the kid was begging for at the store and saying, I'll send it to Santa and maybe you'll get it if you're good.
Pretty brilliant.
Someone says, I thought of another one that's similar to this. Wrap empty boxes, put them under the tree, and when your child acts up, grab one of the boxes and throw it in the fireplace.
Yeah, that's not traumatizing.
Whoa! Okay, listen, the elf on the shelf is a much better way to your kids behave.
Keep acting up. Another one's going in the fireplace.
Wow. You've really upped the elf on the shelf game. The elf is like, okay, another one's going in. Wow.
Earlier we were talking about record sales with the Eagles selling over a billion copies of their greatest hits record.
AC/DC just went 25 times platinum, which was why we brought it up.
One of the rare artists that have pulled it off.
Back in Black.
Only the Michael Jackson and the Eagles have done that. Well, someone texted and said, Metallica and the Eagles have made the most money out of any band in 2019 as a band, not as a solo artist, which is crazy because really neither one has put on anything much this year.
Yeah.
And I know Metallica just hit some kind of a cool moment.
Yeah, their Black album has now spent 550 non-consecutive weeks on the Billboard 200. Think about that. 550. That's just over 10 and a half years. That's the only fourth album ever to do that. And
which is funny because that's not even in my top three Metallica albums.
Isn't that crazy?
And I'm not saying it's bad. It's a great record, but it's not one of my favorites.
And frankly, we talked about how it was the Eagles, of course, with the platinum and the AC/DC and Michael Jackson. So let's take that's platinum selling X millions of, over, 25 million copies. This is just being in the charts for as long as an album. And Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon, also up there.
Mm-hmm.
And Bob Marley and the Wailers' Legend. And another greatest hits album, Journey's Greatest Hits.
Another band I don't think you need to spend time listening to their full records. The greatest hits is just more than enough.
And don't have love for Journey the way I have love for the Eagles. I think the Eagles are a better band. Maybe people are going to hate me for that, but I don't think Journey's anywhere as good of a band as the Eagles.
Journey's Greatest Hits was one of my first cassette tapes that I ever got.
Yeah. And I don't know. I'll wait for Hair Club or Ryan Castle to tell me I don't know anything about music. I don't want to diss Journey. I just don't think they're as good of a band as the Eagles, but people might say I'm wrong.
I'm just tired of Journey because it's always a Journey song at the end of the night at the karaoke bar, and I'm just over it because everyone's drunk and yelling about it and trying to sing the stupid song, and it sounds terrible.
Yeah, another reason why I don't
want
to go.
They want people to leave the bars. It's the perfect song.
Basically, yeah.
We just want Rev to leave the bars. Put that on a little earlier.
So that'll get me out.
That'll
absolutely get him out.
I still love that people use Closing Time by Semisonic at the end of a night at a bar. And it's just like, man, when you really pay attention to those lyrics, it's far more depressing than just the bar closing.
Yeah. Oh, really? I haven't paid attention to those
lyrics.
Do you
not know what the song's about?
No.
Oh. It's about the birth of a child.
Oh, I thought it was about an... I thought, oh, I was...
Look at Steve subliminally.
I was
the most depressing time of your life.
I was thinking it was like Lightning Crashes was about an abortion.
Oh,
you're right.
No,
you're right. It's actually a good, nice song.
Yeah, no, it's a nice. Yeah. It's time to get out, baby.
Yeah, Steve, just so you know.
I need to play that for my
abortion
wife.
Abortion and birth, they're two different things.
I'm not stupid all the time. I'm a little thrown off. Apparently, I need to apologize.
Oh, why?
Why would you do now?
What happened? What'd you do?
The those who can't teach comment was a low blow. So I'd like to apologize for teacher shaming.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
You know, there is, I will tell you.
It was a dumb joke. I understand why someone might take offense to that, but it was.
It used to really be, if you will.
A shot at whatever. I don't know.
I've never liked that phrase. Those who can't teach, those who can't or can't do teach. To me, that was always a line from somebody who had talent but did not have the mental toughness to learn because they were too cocky and arrogant and they were just weak minded. Whenever they said that, because any successful person says a teacher is important whether they can do the job or not.
I understand why that might sting for someone who's a teacher. It wasn't meant that way.
No, and so. The perfect example is.
But I could understand why it was taken that way. So yeah. I'm deeply, deeply sorry.
Yeah. Oh, you look at you.
Yes.
You know what? You've become a new man. It's like you're almost going to be a father.
Well, I just don't feel like dealing with the headache of upsetting somebody.
So you're going to fall on the sword whether or not you really even believe you should.
I mean, I meant no harm. So, I mean, if someone got hurt by it or upset by it, or maybe not even hurt, just annoyed by it, I'm not going to stand like, no, damn it, I meant it.
And I don't even.
A dumb joke.
And because it was a text, we don't know if they were joking. That's the problem either. You know, you just don't know tone. But obviously it was a dumb joke.
Oh, yeah, that's what I live by.
Yeah.
Dumb jokes. Right?
Yeah, you do, buddy.
I pay my bills with dumb jokes.
You are going to support this child through all the years of her growing up and going to college.
Oh, man.
By doing this.
From dumb jokes to dad jokes.
Can we just play Closing Time and go?
No, it's a very depressing song. It's about the birth of a baby, you know, and I don't want that.
I thought it was about an abortion.
Unbelievable. Here he is. They go, hey, Steve's having a baby. Yeah, and he hates Closing Time. You know that's about having a baby. Yeah, Steve says it's depressing.
Damn it.
Yeah.
I need some of that Pink Whitney.
Yeah, you need some Pink Whitney.
Which apparently is also available at Target.
Yeah.
Ooh, nice.
Which apparently Steve wants to feed his baby when she's born.
My wife's got to go to Target. I should ask her to go pick up a bottle.
Yes.
Would that look weird that a 9-month pregnant woman is buying a bottle of vodka?
Absolutely weird. Absolutely, but she should still do it.
Yeah. So, yes, and also it doesn't look weird at all that this gentleman from the 1950s says, honey, I know you're pregnant, but go out and give me some of that Pink Whitney, would you?
No, she's already going. I'm not like asking her to go on my behalf. It's like, while you're there,
oh my God.
can you just swing by the alcohol section?
Oh, yeah, right?
How is it that your wife, in her state where the hormones are in there, has not basically just hit you upside the head with something right now?
Yeah, give her a foot rub and stuff.
Oh, look at you.
Oh, nice.
Oh, hey. You know that one time I gave you a foot rub? Oh, go give me some Pink Whitney.
I don't understand why that's so bad. If like she's at Target getting stuff. What is so wrong about, hey, while you're there?
While you're there, would you add another thing to your list of things to do?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
But you guys like that.
I mean, what is the big deal? If I was going to do something and I'm at somewhere and she needed something from that place, I said, hey, since you're there, can you get this?
It's not so much that it's unreasonable. It's just her state of pregnancy, as she could be giving birth at any moment. And you're like, look, while you're at Target, listen, would you haul a few more things home for me?
You don't get
anything going on in your life, do you, hon? Come on over. There's nothing special happening, maybe.
You get me that? If you play your cards right, you might get a Peloton for Christmas. It's a good trade-off, right?
A good old 1-2 punch right there.
Oh, hey, everybody.
All right.
Gosh. Hey, speaking of that, would you
Joe
like...
says she's gearing up for post-pregnancy. It's not weird for her to go buy vodka.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
See, one texter is on my side.
So, yeah, they're all on your side.
Well, one.
Speaking of the worst gift possible, by the way, getting an exercise bike maybe for somebody. Do you want to give someone the absolute worst gift possible? Yeah, there's a new survey that figured out what that is, the worst gift. I'll tell you at 9:50 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. All right, so there's a new survey found out the three most important keys to giving a thoughtful gift are the sentiment behind it, how useful the gift is, and whether or not it has a personalized touch. Now, the
vodka.
Now, there's an opposite to all this, because if you don't do those three things, chances are you might get somebody very, very, very bad gift. So, again, keep in mind, you know, the sentiment, how useful, and personalized touch, that makes a perfect gift.
But think about, like, when you get a bad gift, isn't that the first thing you think? Like, does this person even know me?
Yeah, that's what my wife had a meltdown when we got her a gift, and she said, you don't know me at all.
You don't know me.
Yeah. So, here are the worst gifts you can get. Number one, ladies and gentlemen, I love this. Shower gel.
Weird. Now, is that one of those, like, hint, hint, nudge, nudge gifts? Because I heard that's a thing.
How else would you take it?
Christmas gift is what they call it.
Number two, by the way, I think Steve would vehemently disagree with. Popcorn.
I would love popcorn.
And it's the second worst gift.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, shout out to Cobb's Popcorn and Pike Place.
Yes, he'd
love a bag of that.
Now, right now, we have a wonderful gift for you. Kathy Faulkner. She's up next with the Morning 12-Pack.
BJ and Migs play of the day.
So we're just trying to kill time.
Yeah.
Because we're just sitting around basically waiting for this baby to arrive.
Oh, so it's the baby waiting time.
So we're just trying to find different things to do. Like, wouldn't it be hilarious if you go into labor in a movie theater?
Yeah.
So we decided to go to that nice one in Ruston Way in Tacoma, the one with the nice couches.
Ooh, oh, the ones, those theaters are so nice.
But then we look and we're like, there's nothing really that we want to really see. Anything. I was suggesting we should go to a 4DX and maybe shake the baby out.
Oh, good call.
Yeah.
DJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another question from a listener. I have a mountain of credit card bills and consumer debt. Can I still keep my house if I file bankruptcy?
Yes, you almost always can keep your home and your house, your car in a bankruptcy. Depending on what type of bankruptcy you file, would depend on whether or not, for example, you can keep your vehicles if you have payments on them still. You can almost always keep your home if you're current on the payments on your home, even in full bankruptcy. In Chapter 13, you can also keep those items. If you're behind on your house, you could catch your house payments up in a Chapter 13, take off a second mortgage in a Chapter 13. So keeping your primary assets like a home and car is almost always possible in bankruptcy.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. And thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.